The Morning Magazine, Mark Larson here. With the high oil prices lately, a lot of people are looking to alternative means of travel. I know many of you have even hopped on public transportation lately, sending the ridership figures on both sides of the bridge up, actually. Other people are saying there must be a better way than gasoline. Well, there's a group called CalCars here in the States, which is actually working on converting existing hybrid cars all the way over to plug-in electric power. John Davey joins us right now from Washington, D.C., where a project is underway to visit Washington in one of those cars. He's communications director with CalCars at calcars.org, if you want to check them up on the internet. Hey, John, thanks for coming on today.
Good morning, Mark. Glad to be here.
I love this kind of activity. There has to be a better way than gasoline, and you people are working on a project that involves hybrid cars, which, as we know, are a combination of electricity and fuel, and you've been doing this for quite a while. My understanding is that one of your founders is going to be going to Washington, Felix Kramer, and he's driving one of your converted cars to Washington. Are you using or basing this on the Toyota Prius?
Absolutely. Our conversions are exclusively on the Prius for now, just because it's the most readily available. But that's right. Felix and the rest of the CalCars group, we're actually here in D.C. right now, and we've brought a plug-in hybrid, a plug-in Prius, to D.C. to show some members of Congress that these cars are actually ready right now.
Now, John, I've seen some stories coming out of Europe, I think Switzerland to be exact. I saw some plug-in cars in a news story a couple of years ago, but the problem with those is that they're only good for about a day's worth of activity. You have to plug them in at work, you have to plug them in when you get home. If there's not an outlet for plugging them in during the course of the day, you're in trouble. But you folks have solved a problem as far as distance goes, haven't you?
Well, sure, absolutely. And you mentioned, you touched on it at the beginning, that the best part about hybrids is that they have a mix, they use a mix of electricity and liquid fuel. A plug-in hybrid is similar. The only difference between a regular hybrid and a plug-in hybrid is the amount of battery storage. While you're right, there's a limit to the amount of electric power in which you can drive. Plug-in hybrids have about 30 to 40 miles of all-electric mobility.
30 to 40.
So that's half of the cars in America drive no more than 20 miles a day.
Mm-hmm.
And so a plug-in hybrid lets you drive the bulk of your commute, or possibly even all of your commute, entirely on electricity.
But my understanding is your car will not require a charge for quite a long time.
Well, actually, it's correct. With a hybrid and with a plug-in hybrid, if you don't want to recharge it at night, you don't have to. You've still got the gas fuel tank.
Sure.
It lets you drive as far as you necessarily have to drive.
But doesn't your car also allow you just to use electric power if you choose just to do that?
That's correct. As long as you plug it in every once in a while, ideally every night, if you're charging down the battery, you're driving more than 30 or 40 miles a day.
Yep.
You do need to recharge at night.
Now, I saw a figure of around 800 miles between charges. What would that involve?
Well, basically, 800 miles is probably how far you go on a tank of gas, assuming some standard driving.
Okay, because I guess you have some sort of little gauge that showed that Mr. Kramer's car was getting somewhere around 101.09 miles per gallon on a recent trip.
Absolutely. No, Felix averages well over 100 miles a gallon.
Whoa! So that then, combined with the electricity, gives his car a cruising range of about 800 miles combined.
Absolutely. And it all depends on how much you drive every day. If your commute is, say, 8 to 10 miles a day, you could ostensibly fill up once or twice a year at the gas tank.
So here's the question I keep asking, because I'm into the hydrogen thing, I'm into what you folks are doing. What is keeping this car off the market? Who's blocking this?
Well, we think it's just some missing awareness, and that's why we're here in D.C. There's a lot of legislation right now on Capitol Hill that's dealing with plug-in hybrids, and we wanted cars to be here in the Capitol, so that instead of just saying that these cars are available around the proverbial corner,
sure,
they're actually physically around the corner. They're ready just about today.
What sets your car apart from the standard hybrid? Is it simply battery capacity?
It's really almost that simple. It's additional battery capacity and an extension cord. You can plug it into a regular household outlet.
Mm-hmm. Now, what type of batteries? I'm really kind of ignorant on types of batteries. Is this a lead-type battery? Is it a NiCad? What kind of battery is this?
We actually have two different vehicles here in the Capitol. One uses nickel metal hydride, which is the battery that's used in all the current hybrid cars out today.
Nickel metal hydride. Is that similar to what you'd use in a golf cart?
Just about. That's right. Although a lot of golf carts might also use lithium-ion batteries, which is what our other car has.
Okay.
That's really... that's what automakers are looking toward, is the future of hybrid batteries, lithium ion. It's widely reported that the next models of the Toyota Prius and other cars will use lithium ion.
Now,
so we're trying to cover all the battery bases.
Now, what would it cost to upgrade an existing hybrid, whether it's a Prius, a Honda, Ford, whatever, just an average small car? What kind of price tag are you talking about added to the existing cost?
Well, our big push is for automakers to do this directly with hybrids, to start releasing plug-in hybrid versions, and we think they could do them for as little as $3,000 above the cost of a hybrid.
If they mass-produced them.
If they mass-produced them. Now, the current conversion projects, which are available or starting to become available from a couple of small companies, are probably going to run $10,000 to $12,000. That's because they're done by hand,
yeah,
aftermarket.
Like the hydrogen jobs. Now, what do you think this would do to the average home electric bill if you're currently running $150 a month? If you start plugging your car in every couple of days, what do you think that would do?
Well, the average national rate for electricity is right around 9 cents per kilowatt hour.
Okay.
So filling up your car entirely for a 30-mile charge, for example,
yeah,
costs a little more than 75 cents.
Well, this isn't bad.
Not bad at all. What you end up paying is assuming you have a pretty moderate or normal commute under about 30 or 40 miles a day, is you pay for a gallon of gas equivalent to under a dollar.
Great job, John Davey in Washington, D.C. They're looking to meet with the president and also car makers and get this thing going. If you want to read about it, CalCars, just like it sounds, C-A-L-C-A-R-S, calcars.org. John, thanks for talking to us from Washington.
My pleasure.
More on the way. It is 721. Good morning.